Into a very special edition of White Sox Weekly. I'm Connor McKnight. We are at SoxFest 2017. Thanks for hopping in. Thanks for joining us. And a big thanks to David Hochberg and the crew for leading off this extravaganza. We've got a packed lineup all throughout the afternoon as we have passed into those hours. We'll be here today and tomorrow. And we'll be joined, of course, by White Sox players and coaches, former players, greats, all that kind of good stuff. We'll also be joined by the entire station lineup throughout the 2 days. Bob Surratt and Marianne Marciano are here right now. We'll have Brendan Greeley of the Steve Dahl Show swinging by, and either Big John or Ray, or maybe both. It's entirely possible if the flu bug hasn't taken out the both of them. We'll have them around, too. But to lead things off and to get things going, I guess we could move down the seats a couple here. We've got White Sox great Harold Baines with us, as well as Bob Surratt and Marianne Marciano hanging out with us, too. Harold, nice to have you. Good to see you. How is SoxFest 2017 for you? Have you started the weekend in full, or you have a lot more to go throughout the rest of the day?
Any other questions? Any other questions?
Any other questions?
No, everything's great. We got started actually Thursday. We had a big dinner with the sponsors.
Nice.
So it's going well.
And you, your role's changing a little bit here over the next over the last year into this year, kind of changing some, a little less travel, but a little bit of work with the team too. So as you change, kind of the squad changes some too. A lot of changes for the White Sox in the last month and a half.
Maybe that was the reason. I don't know.
I don't think you were the reason.
No, it was time to make a change. For my body and for my family. You know, I have fortunate enough to have 4 kids, and they all decided to get married in 2 years. So I've been busy with that.
So you've had 4 weddings in 2 years?
Yes.
4 weddings in 2 years?
Yes, 3 girls and a boy.
Are you paying for the boy's wedding too?
Yes, I
that
did.
Is not fair. aren't you supposed to just pay for the girl's wedding?
Not when your wife runs everything.
Choices are
all right.
That makes sense.
Harold, nice to meet you.
Thank
I'm Marianne. Bob.
Yeah, I met Bob.
Yeah, Bob thinks you should be in the Hall of Fame.
I appreciate that, but I can't really.
I also think that Harold and I have a lot in common because, you know, I've been known to work at the various TV and radio stations and then leave and then come back to the same station again and again and again.
Only three times.
Yeah, well, you were at the Sox 3 times.
Right.
I've only been at WLS 2 different times, but I was at NBC 5 3 different times. So,
well, I actually did it with 2 teams.
That's right.
The Baltimore Orioles and the White Sox.
And each time you come back, does it seem like an entirely different new organization?
Not really. I mean, I always felt the White Sox was a family. You know, I got drafted in 1977, and they treated me like a son more than just a player. Jerry's a very special individual, and I'm from Baltimore. So it was like going home after 14 years to play and sleep in my own bed.
Did you get to spend some good quality time with Minnie Mignoso?
I did.
Yeah?
He was like a second father.
Yeah? Tell me about that.
A very special man. I mean, I couldn't understand him.
You know what? I couldn't understand him in English or Spanish.
Well, I know a little bit of poquito Spanish, but he was a great man. He treated me as one of his sons. You know, I played with Orestes, one of his sons in the minor leagues. But Manny was very, very special man to me.
The last time Bob and I got a chance to speak with him, and he had made several radio appearances and TV appearances with us over the years, but I was really impressed because it was probably the last year of his life, and this man was still doing 100 sit-ups a day, every single day, even until the end. He was doing
sit-ups. How old was he? Nobody knew how old he was.
He claimed to be, at that time, what, 89 or something? Is that like saying 39?
Well, he had 89. A kid at 60 something.
Right.
Well, Connor, so, you can do like 200 push-ups.
Yeah, give it up.
So
yeah,
he would do time, right?
So he exactly. would do these sit-ups, and then he said it was his routine before taking a shower.
Really?
So sometimes if he had to take a shower twice a day, which he often did, he would do it twice a day.
Well, some of that could be false because if the White Sox won a game, he didn't change his clothes. That's how superstitious he was.
Really?
Really.
What were his other superstitions?
That was his biggest one. I mean, you want the White Sox to win. So, you know, if we won 10 in a row, you saw the same outfit every day when he came in the clubhouse.
What are your superstitions?
I don't really have any. I just try to stay healthy enough to get on the field. That's very hard to do.
If he's not changing his clothes, it's some. You know, I know everybody
I'm
wants to
he's
win
not
ball
washing
games. Well, that's what I had to ask. Because at some point, you know, those planes are small. The bus
no,
rides
this
are there.
No, this is in Chicago.
Okay.
You know.
All right.
He didn't travel with us.
Okay. Okay. I thought we were talking about back in his, you know, playing days and stuff when he weren't.
No, this is when he was ambassador for the Sox.
Really?
Yeah.
That's it, you know, it takes a special level of superstition to be superstitious when you're not playing.
No. That's how much he loved the White Sox.
That's impressive. Yeah. That is impressive. I wanted to ask you about, speaking of the Hall of Fame, a guy who either you know, were alongside, next to, or playing contemporary with, Tim Raines, who just got into the Hall of Fame.
Very well deserved.
Very well deserved. Mm-hmm. And I thought what was interesting about his, you know, his time with the White Sox, his time in Montreal, you spent some years in Montreal and then came over to the White Sox.
Who?
And looking at, oh, no, sorry, Tim Raines.
Tim Raines.
Yeah, I think I said you. I meant Tim.
We all look alike, I understand.
Come on now. wow, I'm never going to get over that one. That hurts a little. Tim's career, especially with the White Sox and doing what he did at the top of the order, was unparalleled. And I wonder if you think, playing at around the same time, if you think that being a contemporary with Ricky Henderson maybe hurt him on the ballot some over his 10 years on the ballot.
It shouldn't have. I mean, he got in the Hall of Fame on his last time.
Yeah, his final year.
His numbers didn't change.
No.
So if you're good enough on the 15th time, you should have been good enough on the first time for me.
Do you think that should change in our Hall of Fame voting and the way we put guys in?
Yes. But it's very hard to get in there. I mean, if you need 73% to get in anything, it's hard to get in.
Right.
So, you know. But I don't really know all the ins that what goes along with that, so it's kind of hard to really to comment on it.
Well, like any voting, like there's politics involved, and there's, you know, sports writers who are going to get, or baseball writers who have their opinions on guys and players and personalities and whatnot. But I'm with Harold. I mean, if you're on the ballot for 10 years, your stats don't change. It seems like if you're good enough the one time, you ought to be good enough, you know, each and every time you're on the ballot, or the first time around.
Well, I assume that the guys that the writers are want to vote for a certain guy that particular year, so that might knock the other guy backwards
right.
A little bit. So that's the tough part of it.
Yeah.
What were your favorite things to do when you were not playing?
In the wintertime or
in the,
like off
in the wintertime, yeah, when you were like when it was off season, like what would do?
If you have a family, you got to get to know your family again.
Exactly.
So that was number one. But I was an avid golfer, so I play a lot of golf. But my number one priority was to get to know my kids again.
Did they live in the same city as you did?
Once they started school age, we had to set roots somewhere. And I'm from Maryland, so the kids stayed in Maryland. They came out once school was out. But once school started, we kept them in a safe environment.
And what was that like? I always wonder about this with baseball players because it's such a long season.
Mm-hmm.
What was it like having to be away for so long? I mean, there was a time when Bob considered working in the business.
Well, I had an
offer. And we were dating. He had an offer.
I had an offer.
We were dating, and I was saying,
I wisely said no.
You cannot be gone that long. You know, I mean, but of course, the offer was not to play baseball,
no,
by the way.
No.
Well, it is baseball, but it's a job first.
Right.
So you got to take care of your family. And fortunately, I had a wife that understood that.
So was it, I mean, did you get to go and, you know, stop in sometimes during the season? Or was it like you're gone from beginning to
every,
end?
Every off day in Chicago, I was back in Maryland.
Oh, wow. You probably accrued a lot of flying miles.
Well, not back then. They didn't, be fired,
they didn't have frequent flyer plans.
Not back then.
Nice ring, Harold.
It took me 25 years to get this ring.
Do you wear that ring? I was looking at it. I was admiring it. Do you wear that all the time?
No.
No.
Not going to the gym.
Right. Well, it would get in the way of
only during
the
baseball
gym
season.
Gloves.
Yeah. Only during the baseball season.
That ring, Connor, describe the ring it and is tell us about the ring.
It's the 05 championship ring. It's got the big, is that I forget what the black stone in the middle. Is that an opal? Is that what that is?
Or
in
onyx?
The
middle?
That's Mary Ann's department.
No,
the jewelry is her department.
Actually, his wife designed this. Jerry Reinsdorf's wife designed
That's right.
This ring. That's why most rings are square, and this is oval.
And it's got the two bands of diamonds kind of subset, you know, behind it. Oh, and you've got your the Banes on it on the side. Does everybody have it personalized?
Yes.
Not everyone. Yeah, that's awesome.
Harold, do you ever think, man, if I was single and had a ring like this, I would be waving it around at all the singles bars, and it would be tremendous.
No, I'm kind of a loner, so I didn't really go to bars, and I don't drink. So.
And your children are now what ages?
They range from 32 to 26.
Oh wow. That's real close. So they were in college at the same time. They were in high school at the same time, right?
Three in college at the same time.
Yeah. That's fun.
Not on the pocketbook.
Right, exactly. That's what I mean. I was being sarcastic.
But I've been blessed with four beautiful kids, so it was all worth it.
Where do they live? Do they live in Maryland
still? They all live within an hour of our house.
Of your house? In Maryland?
In Maryland, yes.
Yeah. That's a nice area.
Four weddings in 2 years. I'm still getting over that.
That sounds like the name of a movie, Connor.
Yeah, right.
Four weddings in 2 years.
That's a romantic comedy starring Harold Baines and his four kids. That's exactly how that works.
Well, I've been told I'm not that romantic, so it couldn't be. I couldn't star in that movie.
Harold, did you ever think that when you got done playing that you would get into broadcasting? How much did you think about life after baseball when you were playing, and what did you have in mind for yourself?
I actually thought I would play 10 years and retired.
Really?
But I actually played 22.
Yeah, 79 to 02.
What went into the 10 years thinking?
I was young and dumb, didn't figure. But then the kids came along, and expenses came along. So then I said, you know, I only know one thing, baseball. I came out of high school. I didn't really have anything to fall back on education-wise because I didn't go to college. So I figured I had to play. I would play until the phone stopped ringing. So the phone started ringing at the age 43.
Oh, that's an incredible career. And did you think, one day I want to manage, one day I want to coach?
Not manage. I mean, unless you get a ring, it's not really, it's too much stress. And, you know, a lot of people don't see what a manager goes through. It's not just your X's and O's like a football, but you gotta manage 25 kids, 25 different personalities.
And then with all the people interviewing you over the years, did you look at guys like Connor and say, I can do that?
I didn't get real a lot of interviews because my answers were yes, no, evidently.
You were one of those guys.
I wasn't a Ryan Kittle.
You were not media trained.
I was trained.
No,
trained to keep them away from me.
Harold, those are answers with a purpose if you're a ball player. You right. start to learn that if you give certain answers, then maybe you don't get asked those questions anymore. I mean, it's a little easier.
They're honest answers.
There you go.
Hey, Connor, is that what you like? You stay away from
we
the
start
guys.
To learn. Yeah, no, it's a
like
learning
Harold,
process.
Right?
Yeah, no, it's a learn. We know, you know, you go down to that clubhouse and you kind of make that eye contact and you go, okay, we're good, we're good for the day. I understand what we're up to here.
Now, I always think, you know, if I were a Major League Baseball player, first of all, if that happened, there would be something wrong with Major League Baseball. But if I were a Major League Baseball player, a couple of things would happen to me. First of all, I would be jumping in the stands every now and then because there'd be somebody there who obviously is not in shape to play any sport yelling at me, and I would be bothered by that. And I would also be reading the newspapers and watching everything where my name was mentioned, and I would probably contact the people who wrote anything or said anything bad about me, and I would do that constantly.
You probably wouldn't last long.
Would you be worried about crowd size too, Bob? Would you be concerned with that?
Do you develop a thick skin in the minor leagues and it doesn't really ever affect most of the guys?
No. Some guys are, you know, you're dealing with personalities. My personality, it could roll off my back. So, you know, some guys couldn't take it.
But you hear things at the park, right? You hear the fans. Don't you?
You hear him, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, mostly it was Harold, not too many boos in Chicago.
Yeah, in your case, that's true.
Play well enough, and it gets over for you.
Yeah.
Harold, thanks so much for stopping by.
Very welcome.
Really appreciate you hanging out. We got a packed list of guests. I'm Connor McKnight, Bob Surratt, Marianne Marciano here with us. We'll take a quick break here at SoxFest 2017. You got White Sox Weekly on WLS AM 890.